Hey there, we're Jason and Tony, and this is our podcast. It's called
In Case You Missed It.
In case you missed it, there's a new sexy Halloween costume that's completely inappropriate. Now, sexy Halloween costumes, if that's your thing and you want to do it, go ahead.
At a certain age limit.
Right, but this is, I think, too far. There's a sexy Mr. Rogers.
Oh, my gosh. You can't do that. Not to Mr. Rogers.
Plus, if you're in that and you're like, please won't you be my neighbor, then that makes that dirty. And I don't want that to be dirty. It's Mr. Rogers. It's from my childhood. Stop it.
Yeah, that's
Stop it.
That's too pure to putting sexy in front of
you. You don't want
to
do that.
Sexy Captain Kangaroo.
No. Nobody absolutely not. You don't want that.
And on the other end of it, you also don't want serial killer Mr. Rogers.
No, you don't want. No, that'd be. Because then, won't you be my neighbor? That sounds creepy then.
Yeah, just leave him alone.
Yeah, just. Yes, just leave Mr. Rogers alone. You know, sexy Mr. Rogers. If you're looking for a good job that pays good money per hour, I think we found one.
Here you go.
An engaged couple of naturists, which means they like to get naked.
Ooh, natural people.
Yeah, in England, they're looking for people to work as waiters and waitresses for their wedding, but you have to be comfortable doing it naked. They're offering $37 an hour.
$37 an hour just to be a naked wedding
person? I don't know.
Person?
That's a pretty good deal. Raise your hand if you'd work naked for $37 an hour. All right. Well, I think we're raising our hands.
That's some good money.
I mean, if they give us a raise to do it naked in here, I'd do it right now.
Yeah, all you really got to do is just throw rice on people.
$37 an hour? Come on, man. That's not. The servers don't throw rice on people, Tony. They're serving them food.
Oh, okay. Everybody throws rice at the wedding.
Not the servers. They're working there. Just friends and families throw rice.
Okay, but do you really want your naked servers?
Your weddings suck.
You don't want your servers to be
naked? No, I don't want my servers to be naked. Heck no. If they're serving food, I need clothes, gloves, maybe hairnets.
Yeah.
I don't want any. I do not want that. Would I do it for $37 an hour? Yes. Servers don't throw rice. Now we're back to the story.
Okay.
Several people have already agreed to work, but then canceled. So the couple's starting to get desperate, saying, we're not even bothered if they have waiting experience at this point, as long as they're professional and polite. The wedding's is October the 2nd. Man, that. They got to get some there. Because, you know, an event like that, a naked wedding, that's you don't want to be short-staffed at an event like that, is what I'm saying. Jonathan sent in a question for Ask Tony today. Basically, his girlfriend is mad because he liked his sister's Instagram post, but not hers. This is the second time that this has happened. She's not talking to him. He said he's sorry. His best friend thinks he should break up with her and wanted to know your thoughts, Tony. And here's what Tony had to say to Jonathan.
Dear Jonathan, wow, together 6 months. I call that a lengthy one, bro. Good job. You know that picture liking on the Instagram and that picture liking on the Facebook? That don't sound like a big deal to us men, but it is to women. To us guys, it's like when your buddies come knocking just dying to see your new pickup truck. A woman should feel about as special as your Silverado or your S10. I live by this rule, Jonathan. Never have more pictures of your truck on your phone than you do your girlfriend. Try to keep it about 50-50. Now, for her being jealous because you like your sister's post, that's what would bother me, bro. If she's jealous over your sister, I can already tell you she ain't gonna like your fishing buddies. And a woman that don't like fishing buddies, shoot, that's too much negativity for a man to let into his life. Dumper, love, Tony.
Here's today's word of the day.
Hope you like it.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
French yawn. The French yawn is a style of kissing when both kissers open their mouths as wide as they can while they wiggle their faces together. The French yawn.
Last Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric that's never, ever, 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 ever been written.
I set the bar with this.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Daddy looked happy. He had a big grin. Till he opened the closet and found Mommy's boyfriend.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. Going to have to give TSA, this particular TSA agent, some props. I mean, it's awful flying. It's one of the main reasons I don't want to fly. I hate going through security. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Because you have to basically be naked.
Yeah, they
to go through airport security, and I always these dang TSA agents. But this Brenda Izari, she works for the TSA in Juneau, Alaska, at the international airport there. She was at work last week when she heard some people yelling for help. Well, it turns out there was this 26-year-old woman. She has special needs, and she was choking on what turned out to be a grape, and EMTs weren't there. So, I mean.
Oh, and airports are big, right. So it'd take a while for them to get
over there. Well, Brenda did the Heimlich maneuver and saved her life.
Way to go,
so
girl.
Way to go, Brenda, the TSA agent. The woman's parents wrote a letter to a newspaper in Juneau because they wanted Brenda to get credit for it. And the TSA released a statement this week praising her for her quick action. Way to go, TSA.
Yeah.
That's not awful at all. See, that's what it feels like to not be awful, TSA. Isn't that great?
Great, TSA.
Brenda Izari, you are real good. That's it for the podcast today. Thanks for listening to it. If you wouldn't mind giving it a share and maybe subscribe, that would be awesome. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.